You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and our special guests in studio with us today are from Mathnasium, and it's Bobby Tarnowski and Beverly Herbert, and you can find them online, mathnasium.com, and the contact number is 763-269-6969. Well, first of all, welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
So talk about what Mathnasium is.
Well, Mathnasium is a math-only learning center. It's a franchise business. And I own 4 locations in the Twin Cities, but we are in the business of making math make sense to kids, to rebuild confidence and enthusiasm for math, and to provide lifelong and academic success for kids from 1st through 12th grade.
So talk about your roles in the organization. I'll start with you, Beverly.
Okay. I'm the center director at the Maple Grove location, and in that role I do a multitude of things, which is one of the things I love about the job, because it gives me a lot of variety. But I'll initially speak to a parent and a child when they're going to be coming in. I'll do the assessment. I hire the instructors, help them with their training, do progress reports as students are continuing through the program, update their binders as far as what they're working on from session to session, help with some of the outreach marketing in the community with the schools as well.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to think, everything else that I do, cleaning, everything.
Yeah. So talk about the process a little bit of what math looks like with Mathnasium, because obviously people have exposure to math in elementary school, middle school, high school, and even college. So how is the experience different at Mathnasium, and what's the value that you bring to a student who, you know, I can think of benefits either for special students or even accelerated students who maybe want something outside the norm, but what is it that Mathnasium does, and how does it work compared to math experiences we already have?
Well, you're right, Kevin. The program works great for students trying to catch up and also those who want to get ahead. Students that will work with an individual instructor during their hour-long lesson 2 or 3 times a week, and they'll work with material that has been specifically chosen to challenge them at the level they're at. We're not going to just assume that whatever grade level they're in at school is where they should be working, but we'll give them material that's challenging, and we use our own material that is really great at making math make sense for that student.
It's kind of interesting to me that they always try to keep a student with his or her peer group, and so regardless of where they're at academically, and there's the reason why I mentioned either special needs or somebody that's advanced, because actually both people are being cheated by that process.
Mm-hmm.
And so why do you think that is? Why do you think it's so important that a child stay with their peer group as opposed to whatever their education level needs are?
You know, I just think that when you're looking at where they're at in school as far as grade, it's important not only academically, but socially, emotionally, psychologically. So they want to be with their peer group. But then on an education basis, you know, unfortunately, that kind of channels the education system into having to teach to the median.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have as much attention provided to those people that really need it. And, you know, people need to go outside of the classroom to find those resources.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we come in. And
at Mathnasium, our teachers will work with 3 or 4 students at a time, as opposed to 20 or 30 or more students inside of a classroom in school. So we can give the students much greater individualized attention and an appropriate challenge that gets them excited. And once math makes sense to students, they do get excited, and they love being there.
Mm-hmm. I asked the question because I have 4 boys. My oldest son was an absolute math genius, and I felt was cheated by the education process because they couldn't keep up with him. And then a few years later, his youngest brother, you know, has some disabilities education wise and is behind his own classmates. And there, I see them pushing him along through the school system, and again cheating him out of an opportunity for learning simply because they want him to follow the process. So I ask the question because I actually see both examples in my own family.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Sure. We've had students that have gotten into Umpty Ump program at the University of Minnesota as a result of their time in mathnasium, and their parents prior to that would have never conceived that their student could have accomplished that.
Mm-hmm.
Mathnasium has had students that by his eighth birthday, had completed eighth grade work.
Wow.
You weren't going to get those kind of opportunities in school.
Dave, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think the importance of all this is really looking at, yeah, you have to have, you know, some kind of that community support, that age group support. But if you don't have a bigger picture, where do they want to go, and keeping the challenge going, everybody gets bored wherever they're at. If you're not challenging, you're not growing. Or if you're just pushed along and ignored, well, what does that teach you going forward? It's just more being pushed along and ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not being challenged, if you're not asking you to grow at a faster pace, well, then you never do.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no doubt with the needs in business how big a deal good math skills are to anybody professionally.
Huge, yeah.
So, yeah, very, very big factor. Talk a little bit about challenges on the business side, whether it's from misinformation, you know, that people might have about the organization or whatever. What challenges and struggles do you experience from a business side with regard to mathnasium?
I think getting an appropriate message out that really tells what we do,
mm-hmm.
And how we are best positioned to do that for a family. You know, math is commonly seen as just another subject in mm-hmm. school to get through. And
mm-hmm.
Like Dave said, you know, it's really a lot more than that. There isn't a profession out there, whether
nope.
it's from trades to scientific fields, that wouldn't be able to be done better without a great math education.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's really tough to get kids especially, but oftentimes even parents, to appreciate that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to understand how does mathnasium work and how does that provide great value to my family and my kids?
Mm-hmm. Any great success stories you guys want to share?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've certainly had two or three that have excelled within a year, you know, 2 to 3 grade levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two students that are in the Umpty Ump program that Bobby talked about now as a result of that. They started out below grade level,
mm-hmm.
and now they're 1 to 2 grade levels ahead. So that kind of growth and their love of math. I mean, they write on their papers, "I love math," you know. It's just like their favorite thing now. And
one of your students was a seventh grader when he came to us, and by the time he finished his ninth grade, well, he started out at a third grade level and finished ninth grade level math inside of 2 years with us. So it's 7 mm-hmm. grades of math
wow.
in 2 years.
Fantastic.
And he is one of the ones that ended up in
yeah.
the MTM program.
He's graduating from high school at 16.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kevin Hunter here with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show. Our guests are Bobby Tarnowski and Beverly Herbert, and they are from Mathnasium. You can find them online, mathnasium.com. That's math and then NASIUM.com. And the contact number, 763-269-6969. Again, 763-269-6969. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for joining us.
Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our 5 young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art! My name is Maria and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers, airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, Dreamers Wanted. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.